It was really driven by trying to get a structurally efficient kind of wrap to work well. And, you know, we didn't want, you know, Canary Wharf's full of glass and steel. And I think there was a strong desire from, as much from Canary Wharf and the planning department and us, to sort of say that if this is not to be seen as an extension of the Canary Wharf estate, and if it's to be seen as a sort of stepping stone and a community hub for you know, the whole of the Isle of Dogs, as much of Canary Wharf, then we felt it should be articulated in a different way. So we thought timber was important. We thought an alternative to glass is ETFE. It's much lighter. It's more efficient to span long span spaces. Etho tetrafluorine or something like that. Fluoroethylene. You need a chemistry degree to understand it. At the same time, we felt it should be open. So it's this sort of blend of providing enough coverage to screen the plant rooms and to shelter areas of the park, but to be open enough to allow people to sit in the garden and feel like they're outside. You know, it shelters from the wind and the rain, but at the same time you feel a bit of a breeze. You can tell whether it's, you know, it kind of takes the chill off a little bit, and it protects some of the species in the park from frost, which meant we could select a more diverse range of species. And we had, working with the landscape architects, Gillespies, they developed quite a nice concept of the sort of Wardian case, which was these cases that the explorers used to bring back from their travels to Kew Gardens up the river. And the cases were made of timber and glass, and they were used to protect the species that they'd brought from warm climates until they got to the glass houses in Kew. So there was a very nice kind of reference there between, you know, the cases of bringing these species and the building and its roof and protecting these kind of species from the frost and the wind, which meant we could... There's a nice story if you go there where there's you can follow the educational trail from east to west. So there's bamboos and tree ferns and the kind of species that you might not normally see in an open park in London. Having the roof there allowed us to sort of experiment and sort of choose a more diverse species range. The building's a long building. It's 310 metres long. It's longer than, you know, the main tower in Canary Wharf is high. And we're very conscious that the coverage of the roof needed to be done in an efficient way. We thought it was very important that the space underneath the roof should offer something different from the other parks in the area. So when it's, you know, cold and rainy, you can still sit outside and enjoy the park. So we thought it should be covered. The question then is, what material do we use to cover it? If we'd used glass is very heavy. It brings with it a heavier structure. And we thought it would be sort of more efficient and, you know, a more sensible use of material to go with a lighter weight material, which has bigger spans. So with glass we would have structure that's much closer together. ETFE is the material we selected, which are these pillows. So they're two layers of it's like an inflatable sort of cushion, I guess, and air is travelling through the system all the time. It's very low pressure, and it's a very efficient system, but it's very lightweight. So that was an alternative. Is the material has been used at the Eden project in Cornwall. We've used it on a number of our bigger long span structures, and it seemed like an obvious choice to go with.
What does it stand for? Do you know?
Oh, it's a chemical, etho fluorine something. I can't remember.
Okay.
Etho tetrafluorine or something like that. Okay. Fluoroethylene. Okay. You need a chemistry degree to understand it. Timber was a really interesting story, actually, because we right from the beginning we thought it should be timber. We thought it shouldn't be steel. You know, we want the material that encloses the park to feel more natural, more organic. and the timber seemed like an obvious choice because of that. It can also be sustainably sourced. And right from the beginning with Canary Wharf contractors, we went to visit a number of manufacturers in Europe, and the selected manufacturer is Austrian, and they source the timber from the forest. So they don't buy in. The timber is made up of glue laminated beams, and they manufacture their own glue laminated beams from timber that they themselves source in forest. So the whole process from chopping the tree down in a sustainably managed forest to converting it into a glue laminated beam to machining it with the steel nodes that connect them all together was all controlled by one company. And that meant that we could establish a way of working with them which was very efficient, so that we could design the sort of geometry and the form of the beams in the computer models that we have in our office here, and we passed that information directly to them in a sort of electronic way without sort of 2D sort of A0 printed drawings. It's actually all electronic. So the information we produced went straight to them and into their machines, which were then used to fabricate the timber elements. And I think they brought a lot to it in terms of, you know, how the roof system and the structural system could be designed in such a way that was efficient for them to produce to deliver the sort of vision that we created.